DeGoey with the crumb, wobbles a left foot kick inside forward 50, and Bobby Hill, same way as the fly to the footy, takes the chest mark, stabs at a drop punt, and he's got the first this evening. Fletcher overruns at McCreary, handball to Elliott, left foot snap, and he's got it!
Threatening McGuinness, didn't mark it, does get the crumbs, and most importantly converts. Collingwood's third goal is registered.
And umpire spotted it. And worst news for the Lions is Bobby Hill is the recipient. Kicked the first of the night, and he's got two.
Took maybe one step too many. Squeezed the kick out. Bobby Hill's marked it at the top of the square. Come in and kick his second consecutive goal and his third in the opening term. And he's done just that without any issues.
Steps around McRae. Clever kick. The good vision. Kneels out wide all by himself. Slow approach. Drop punt is well kicked. Very well kicked. And the Lions finally get their second goal. Centering ball, it's all Brisbane, and the mark will be taken by Charlie Cameron. He kicks truly. Goal umpire didn't move. Brisbane with the only two goals of the second term.
Out to McCarthy, now to Fletcher, and he's kicked it crisply to goal. And he's hit the target, and they are jumping up in the aisles. Oh. Cameron all nervous, apprehension all over his face. He missed the handball, and he's gone holding the ball. And they are getting a little flaky, the Pies. Cam Rayner is now a picture of concentration. It starts right, but it is coming back. And Brisbane have the bragging rights. They have dominated the second quarter of football.
Another handball forward. Eventually McCreary runs onto it. He closes to 55. He kicks to the goal square. And it's shepherded through for a goal.
Opens things up for Neil, who takes the handball option to the left, and then McCluggage to Danaher. That's not a bad kick from 45 metres out. Danaher does the job. He manufactures a left foot snap. Mychek's marked it, but he's over the line.
Oh, no, boundary umpire's claiming mark.
Surely that is a behind.
Looking at this angle, we can see the ball is marked before completely crossing
back. I don't think it absolutely isn't.
Yeah, they're talking out of their arc there. He's done a great job. He has wrapped that around and kicked the goal.
Scoops it up cleanly. Handballs to Mitchell. Handballs wide to Elliott. Open goal. Tight angle. And that is the goal of the night. Jamie Elliott, a ripper.
Up goes Hipwood. Can't mark. McInerney. Oh, he knew where Bailey was. No-look handball. He didn't have to look. Bailey was running into goal. And one of the goal-kicking heroes from the grand final.
Threads the handball to Charlie Cameron. Goes to ground. Back to McCluggage. Open goal. And gets it. What a team goal. Hugh McCluggage and Charlie Cameron.
Basically threw that to Neil, who fumbled. Crisp was able to pounce and fire away at goal. And from absolutely nothing, that is something to celebrate. What a goal from Jack Crisp. He's got enough speed to get clear. And his left foot kick to Jamie Elliott, who's the hot hand at the moment. And he marks in the forward pocket. Now he darts abruptly to the right, and he hits it sweetly. And from 40 metres out, that could be the one. It's his fourth of the night. Four straight from Jamie Elliott.
Mychek flies unattended, and he's been paid the mark. Going for his third second half goal. Curling, curl. What a kick. That is a goal of the night. And he has the final kick of the night. Passing to Darcy Cameron. The Pies salute by 20 points. 14-8-92 to 10-12-72. The reigning premiers are on the board in 2024.